Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And we are back. We spoke with Mary Beth Heinecke from the Alzheimer's Association. We covered a lot. There's a lot of resources out there. And in order for our residents and anybody anywhere to get information on Alzheimer's resources for the Alzheimer's Association, there's a 24-hour phone number you can call 7 days a week, and that's 800-272-3900. And they will definitely get back to you. Even if you can call in the middle of the night, they'll get back to you the next day with the closest available resource site for you. So that's really good to know, because, you know, caregivers, I'm sure, as time progresses, it really makes it quite difficult. So there is support and there is help out there. And you're not alone is kind of the message if you're a caregiver. And now we've got Gail Sellis. So Gail is a Project Independence gerontologist. And you have been with Project Independence for how many years now?
About 11 years, when we first rolled out.
For 11 years, and you are now with EAC.
Yes.
And primarily your site, your location for the satellite office is Port Washington.
Yes.
Though you do cover a lot when needed, and that is really appreciated. And I know the role that we're going to be talking mostly about today is a newer role, though you've been doing it for quite a while, and you're the veterans caseworker for the town.
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you for having me here.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. And you know Otto, of course.
Hello, Gail.
Good morning.
So,
I've actually communicated with Gail about questions of my own, so
good.
I know she knows what she's doing.
Definitely,
so that's
definitely.
A good thing.
Yeah. We actually had a little communication about a very, a unique case, which is very interesting because it brought up so many of the issues that we can tell you quickly, and then we'll get into some of the services that you provide. But I think it was like a little less than a year ago, I get a phone call from a man in his 90s from California. And he needs his discharge papers.
Yes, he wanted to get some services, and you need to have your discharge papers, which are the DD-214s. And there was a fire at some point in some location, and a lot of them were destroyed.
He called because we were like his last call. He called everywhere. He heard that there was a fire. He originally was from Port Washington, so that's why he called us. So he was in Port Washington, raised his family, but I think had been in California for so many years. But because his residency initially, when he was enrolled, I believe, was in Port Washington, he somehow got my phone number. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. So I was on the phone with him and I said, we have a caseworker. We have this veterans that the supervisor created, this, veterans advisory board. So we have a lot of information. And he was very pessimistic. And he said, I really don't think this is going to work. I don't even know why I'm bothering. I'm 90 something years old. And I said, well, let's see. You called me. I'm not promising anything. And then I reached out to Gail and Tom Devaney, who is kind of runs the Veterans Advisory. So from there, it wasn't a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
But so now from there, why don't you talk a little bit about, this is a difficult scenario for a veteran.
What I'd like to say is, although all of us workers work in the town of North Hempstead, when Rebecca got this call from this gentleman who did reside in Port Washington but was now in California, it's important to be aware that we have a lot of concrete services, but we're all in this work because of our hearts.
Right.
So I assisted the gentleman by filling out some forms, trying to get to the bottom of where his discharge papers would be or what he could get instead of that, since those were no longer really able to be assessed.
Right, because they were in a fire.
right? They were in a fire. So he had to do certain forms. So I offered for him to get the forms, which I had sent to him, and for me to get the same forms so that I could do it on the phone with him. So it was quite a process, but, you know, that's what we're here for, and we helped.
And so, it was your help. It was also Tom Devaney had, you know, he took a role in it, and, you know, and there were times over those few months that he called and he said, you know, he left me a message. He was very down. He's like, listen, forget about it. It's not going to happen. You know, and then I called Gail, and Gail said, he's got to be patient. You know, we filled out the paperwork. It's going to take time. And then out of nowhere, we get the email that he got his papers. And it was just like such a great.
This make a show, actually.
It
some
was
kind of like,
really
mystery tracker.
Right. I mean, here you have this guy. He's in his 90s, and you know, now he wants his discharge papers for services. You know, mm-hmm. and it's like, and he's due them, mm-hmm. but you know, they were in a fire. So how do you figure it out? And Gail, you know, went through it and layer by layer and layer, and you know, they, you know, we helped them.
I mean, I could
fabulous.
See. I mean, I have my DD-214, and it's kind of a very flimsy piece of paper, and I could see it going down the drain somewhere along the line,
right.
without it being a fire. You know, people move, things change, whatever, the next thing you know. That's an interesting question by itself, is like, under normal circumstances, if you can't find the DD-214, what do you do? Because you're right, if you don't have the DD-214,
right.
you're in trouble. Because in order to get, like, I have the cards now and a whole bit, but if I didn't have that, it would have been a whole big hoop-de-doo process.
Right. It is a bit of a process, and any veterans can call Project Independence for me to lead them through that. You do have to have your DD-214s, which are your discharge papers, to get just about any service.
Right.
So it is essential. People can also get veterans' ID cards, which helps around town. You have to go to the county clerk's office to get that, and that's helping around town because the town of North Hempstead gives a lot of discounts, stores, restaurants.
There's quite a list now.
Yeah, there's a very large list, and I have it, and I can send it to people if they call. If anyone wants to reach me, they can call Project Independence, ask for Gail, ask for the veterans' caseworker. That's me. They'll get it that way.
Inclined, I actually looked at it this morning because I knew, you know, we were going to be on here.
Right.
And you can look at it on the website. Town of North Hempstead website has it. And there's a lot of them. I found out the restaurant I go to a lot is on there.
Well, there you go.
So they just jacked up my, that if you use a credit card, you have to add 3.99% on. And I wasn't going to take the discount, but now I'm going to take the discount.
Sure, why
I'll
not?
I'll still be net 6% ahead.
So, Gail, I'm sure that, you know, you're not just seeing or speaking with veterans who are 60 or over, right? There are veterans that are younger. What, why don't you tell us a little bit about, what are you seeing? What's the most common issues that are coming up? Or is there a common issue, or is it more across the board? Is there just like a big range?
Well, with the seniors that are veterans, a lot of them need help at home. I get a call mostly from a wife whose husband has some limitation, disability, and needs some assistance. Sometimes it's a husband calling about his wife. Sometimes it's a child calling about a parent. One of the things that I've helped people a lot with is getting the stair chair, that chair that can go up your staircase so people can get to their bedrooms, a bathroom that has a shower if they don't have that on the first floor. There's a lot of details and a lot of really guidelines. You have to have your discharge papers always. You have to have served. You have to have some form of disability to get certain services. So I do help veterans and their families work through that. It's a life-changing event when you can get the stairs to go upstairs or to go downstairs to do laundry. It makes a difference in people's lives. It helps people stay in their homes, which is really one of the goals of Project Independence.
Would ramps come into play there, too?
Ramps come into play as well. Help at home, financial assistance. With younger veterans, some are looking more towards loans to buy a home, some pensions if they're headed in that direction. Some of the younger veterans need specific emotional support, and I can lead them in that direction.
Right.
Veterans, there's a very high percentage of veterans being scammed.
Yes, really. I can imagine.
It's very frightening, and it's, you know, it's happening to the senior veterans, it's happening to the younger veterans, and veterans are used to helping.
Scammed in a way that what?
They're like scammed that they're, with loans, pensions, various
they're
services.
They're targeted because they are veterans.
They're right. targeted because they're veterans, just like seniors are targeted.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be older and not know better.
Exactly. Right. We work on that a lot. Right. So I work on that and guide veterans as well. Veterans are used to helping people.
What you help, like if I don't have a DD-214, what would I really need to have to help you help me find, you know, get approved?
Right.
Yeah. What do I need? Like, you know, just that I would tell you I was in the service from such and such a date?
Yes. And we can call the Veterans Administration in Northport.
Right.
And we look up with your name, your date of birth, your Social Security number. We look up all the records, and they can find you that way. That's also how they look into things if you want some medical services through the Veterans Organizations, that you have to have your DD-214. They find out how, you know, if you've seen doctors at the VA or one of the medical sites, because if you go in and you want a particular service, you have to have seen a doctor.
Right.
For example, if you want to go to the mobile veteran unit at Clinton G. Martin Park, a lot of people ask me this, you need an appointment. Some people walk in. I know they don't like to turn people away, but it's best to call Project Independence and make an appointment, especially that they're there only a few days a week.
Actually, they don't call Project. They have to call them directly because the veterans, there's a number, the 631 number you have to call. We'll give it out later, but
right. They
call them directly. But if you call 311, they'll right. be able to give you the phone number to make the appointment. So the veterans, the van, the mobile unit's there 3 days a week, and they have various specialties each day. It's like physical therapy, primary care,
podiatry
yeah. and now they're doing blood draws. So,
yes.
So there's a lot out there. The one thing, we have to take a break, but the one thing that's interesting is that, and I was surprised, that people, you know, in their later years that have never even utilized the services from you know, for the veterans, because they got a job outside and they have health insurance, you know, in their later years now are applying for veterans benefits. And that's fine to do. Even if you've ever been a veteran, you can apply it at any age. So maybe Otto looks like he has a question. He's shaking his head.
No, I don't have a question.
Or a comment.
I'm in that category. I never utilized it either.
Well, you can apply.
That's a good discussion.
Yeah. So we're going to be back very shortly. We're already done with the first 15 minutes, and we'll be talking with Gail Sellis when we return to Senior Talk Radio.